Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third and final parak of Maseches Chagiga. We are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So in the first two Mishnahs in this parak, we learn through nine different chumras that you have by Kodshim that you don't have, or by Kodesh, that you don't have by Truma. So now we're going to do the final two. So the tenth chumra relates to Tumas HaYadayim. Achlin Achalim Gnuvin B'Yadayim Misoavos Patruma. You're allowed to eat dry chulin foods with hands that are tamei, even together with truma food in your mouth at the same time, because tumah of yadayim is only a sheni l'tuma, and a sheni l'tuma cannot make chulin food tamei, because chulin cannot become more than a sheni l'tuma. So the chulin is going to be tahor even after your hands touch it. So you could eat it together with truma because it's totally tahor. Avalo b'kodesh, but you're not allowed to do that with kodesh food in your mouth, because you might touch the kodesh food that's in your mouth with your tamei hands, and certainly with the tamei hands can directly affect the kodesh food. So we don't have that chumra by truma that you might come to touch the truma food directly with your hands. We're only and since you're not your hands touching the chulin food doesn't do anything, it's perfectly fine. Now the 11th and final chumra that you have by Kodesh over Truma is with regard to Tevila. Ha'onin, someone who's in the period of Aninus, after a relative passes away, Umechusar Kippurim, or someone who's Mechusar Kippurim, meaning he's brought his Karbanos, but he's waiting for the Kapara to be complete, meaning Mechusar Kippurim is someone who has to bring a Karban at the end of his Tuma to become fully Tahar, in addition to being tovel and waiting for Harav Shemesh. So this is someone who went to the mikveh, waited for Harav Shemesh, but hasn't yet brought the karban. So he's a mechusar kippurim. He's not allowed to eat kodesh until he brings the karban. So mechusar kippurim tzrichin tevila lekodesh needs to be tovel again to become to be allowed to eat kodesh, and that's a din midrabanan. Meaning onin mechusar kippurim are not allowed to eat kodesh so long as they're an onin or mechusar kippurim. So in order to be allowed again to eat kodesh, in addition to ceasing to be an onein or ceasing to be a mechusar kippurim because he brought his karban, he's also going to need to do a tevila avlo truma, but he doesn't have to be tovel to be allowed to eat truma after he leaves the previous status that he was in, because you're allowed to eat truma even while you are an onein and while you are a mechusar kippurim. So obviously you're not going to become tamei, so the truma is not going to become aser to you. So therefore you don't need to be tovel. Now we move on to Mishnah Dalit. Now the Mishnah is up until this point in this parak spoke about the chumras that we have of Kodesh over Truma. Now the next three Mishnahs are going to talk about chumras that we have of Truma over Kodesh. The Mishnah tells us chumr b'truma, one of the chumras that you have by Truma over Kodesh is Shabi Yehuda ne'amanim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yimos hashana. In Yehuda, amei aretz are believed about the tahara of wine and oil throughout the year, but midrabanan, they're not trusted about the tahara of truma, wine, and oil during most of the year. Ubishas hagitos va'abadim afal truma. But during the wine pressing and the olive pressing seasons, we trust them with regard to the tahara of truma also, because they were more careful during those seasons. So this chumra of truma is that amei ha'aretz are trusted about the tahara status only during certain times of the year, not always, but they're always trusted about the tahara status of Kodesh throughout the entire year, and not only during the wine and olive pressing seasons. Another thing that relates to the ne'emanos of Amei Aretz about Truma, Avru Agitos V'Abadim, if the wine pressing and olive pressing season are over, Ve'evilo Chavish Al-Yayin Shel Truma, and Amei Aretz brought a barrel of Truma wine to a Kohen, who is careful about Tum and Tahara, and the Amei Aretz told him that it's Tahar, Lo Yikablenu Mimenu, the Kohen is not allowed to take it from him, because we just said that Amei Aretz are only trusted during the wine and olive pressing seasons. Aval Menicha Legas Haba'a, however, even after the pressing season is over, an Amei Aretz can put aside the wine until the next wine pressing season, and then he'll be believed again, and then he can give it to the Chaver. V'yamamrlo, and if after the end of the pressing season, the Amei Aretz gives a barrel of Truma to wine to a chaver, and he says that it was tahar, and he says to him, "Hefrashti l'tocha revius kodesh, I designated within this barrel of truma a revius of yayin that's going to be kodesh to be poured on the mizbeach neman." So then he's believed about the whole barrel, since he's always believed about kodesh, and some of the wine in the barrel is kodesh. So mitoch that he's believed on the kodesh part of the barrel, he's believed on the entire barrel. Now another chumra, that truma has over kodesh. If jugs of wine and jugs of oil were mixed together with chulin and truma and kodesh, meaning the Amaretz plans to separate truma from jugs of untithed wine or oil, and then to designate part of the remaining wine or oil as kodesh, if the Amaretz say that these jugs and whatever is in them is tahar, we believe them during the wine pressing, the olive pressing season, not only about what's in them, but even the tahara status of the jugs themselves, not only about the contents of the jugs. The kodem lagitos shivim yom, and 70 days prior to the wine pressing season, people would already be mitahar their kelim in preparation for the wine pressing season. So if we're going to trust them in the wine pressing season, we're going to trust them 70 days in advance about the tahara of those jugs. However, they're not believed about the tahara of jugs that have only truma and don't have any kodesh in them, because that's a chumra that we have of truma over kodesh. It's only because they're saying that they're going to have kodesh in them as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said the final two chumras that you have of kodesh over truma is number one or number 10 on the list of 11 chumras, is that you're allowed to eat dry foods, chulin foods, with tamei hands while you have truma in your mouth, but not while you have kodesh in your mouth, because by kodesh the concern is you might touch the kodesh food directly with your hands. And then the final chumra is that an onen and a mechusar kippurim, once they want to be able to eat kodesh, need another tevila, but they don't need another tevila in order to be able to eat truma. And then in Mishnah Dalet we learn two chumras that truma has over kodesh. Number one, that the amei aretz are only believed about the tahara of yayin and shemen during the wine and olive pressing seasons, but not the rest of the year when it comes to truma. But when it comes to kodesh, they're believed all year. Number two, not only about the wine and the oil, but about the jugs that hold the wine and the oil, they're believed they're believed only at certain seasons of the year, but not throughout the rest of the year. We said that the jugs are ready 70 days in advance. The Ne'amanus begins, because that's when they prepare for the wine and oil pressing season. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey.